I'm Dr. Karen Smith, the director of the California Department of Public Health and California's public health officer. The California Department of Public Health would like to remind everyone that effective April 1st, 2017, the price of cigarettes will rise by $2 a pack as a result of the passage of Prop 56. These funds will be directed toward tobacco prevention programs, support research on tobacco-related illnesses such as cancer and heart disease, and will strengthen the Medi-Cal healthcare system. The funding will also provide additional resources to allow us to keep tobacco out of the hands of youth by enforcing the ban on tobacco sales to young people. This funding will also pay for a new oral health program directed at children across California. So beginning in July of this year, the tax isn't just on cigarettes. It also applies to all tobacco products, including e-cigarettes, cigars, cigarillos, smokeless tobacco, and chewing tobacco. We know that raising the price of cigarettes reduces smoking rates, especially among youth and young adults. Smoking remains the number one cause of preventable death and disease in California, with about 34,000 Californians dying from smoking-related disease every year. While we've had some successes in California, with the rate of adult smoking dropping by almost 50% since 1989, we still have far too many people becoming ill and dying because of tobacco use. If you'd like free help to quit smoking, the California Smokers Helpline at 1-800-NO-BUTS is available to you in 6 languages. You can receive telephone counseling to help you develop a quit plan. Visit www.nobuts.org for more information. We know that the vast majority of smokers want to quit, and paying more for cigarettes could just be the motivation for many of them to take that important step. The average California smoker will save nearly $1,500 every year if she or he quits today. And that's no April Fool's joke.